I was hearing one minister was saying, he said, you got to know. In other words, he was using the illustration about Moses. You know, words, you got to know what's in your hand. You got to know how, what kind of power, what ability, whatever God, what skill. You got to know what you God has called you to do and what you got in your hand. And you got to have the ability to know how to use it. You know, the Lord, he trained, you know, let Moses, he told him, he said, take that rod in your hand. And he took him to school, throw it down, it became a serpent. Amen. He was teaching him something. You got to know what you got in your hand and you got to know how to use it. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Amen. And this is the hour, amen. We got to get the will of God and the work of God done. Amen. You got to run over the devil. You got to run over your distractions. Anything that gets in your way, you got to run it over and keep focused. And don't let things distract you. Don't let yourself distract you. Don't let people distract you. You got to run on. God is looking for warriors. He's looking for people that's not going to be hindered and hampered with. Amen. Say, I can't make it every few minutes. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes up and sometimes down. God just looking for somebody to preach my word and preach it sound. And tell it like it is, amen, to help my people. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen. We're there. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 10. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, it didn't say he was a roaring lion, he said as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. Amen. How many know you can't resist the devil unless you resist him through the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Resist in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplishing your brethren that are in the world. Verse 10. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen you, and settle you. Amen. Amen. We want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I believe 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today, cast all your care upon the Lord.
Amen.
Cast all your care upon the Lord. Somebody give him a praise.
Thank you.
Somebody praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Cast means to cast on me to just drop all slow and say, Lord, would you take this? Cast me to throw, to pitch. Amen. That means it's a fast thing. It's something you drop it. You drop it fast. As fast as it come to you. Amen. Cast all your care. A care is something that you have concern about. It's really something that you're over-concerned about. We all have concerns, but I'm talking about those concerns that you are worried about. The over-concerns. Amen?
Amen.
That's what a care is. It starts off with a thought. Amen? It starts off with thinking. Amen? And then you just keep thinking and thinking and thinking till you, if you don't watch, you begin to worry. Amen? So it's like cast your concern, your interest, something that's troubling your mind. Amen. It said cast all your care upon the Lord. It didn't say cast some of your cares. You know, that's the thing we get tripped up in, because we tell the Lord about this, but we don't tell the Lord about that. We go to the Lord about this in prayer, but we keep that over there. That's why sometimes you don't get the breakthroughs that you need, because you're supposed to cast all your concerns, things that trouble you, all of them, on the Lord. It said all. It said cast all your care upon the Lord. It said cast some. It said all. Little, big, small, whatever. Amen. Cast all your care upon the Lord. But even before it tells you to cast your care, it says humble yourself. under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. Reason it says humble yourself, because you cannot cast your care when you lean to your own understanding.
Amen.
So when you are humble, you're humble. To humble means to be, to submit your care, submit your the way you think, the way you think you might want to handle it, to submit all your ideas, submit yourself, not somebody else's self, submit yourself unto the Lord. In other words, and don't be found having your own righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Don't feel like you can fix your own problem.
Amen.
Amen. That's really what it's saying. Amen. It says humble yourself. Anytime you see the word humble, means to submit. Amen. Well, sometimes we be saying to the Lord, I have said to the Lord myself, Lord, I just don't understand why this is steady going on. I don't understand this over here. And sometimes you find yourself getting frustrated. I don't know why this is going on the way it's going on. I don't understand. Lord, why, you know, I've been praying about this for a long time. Why this is not taken care of? I just don't understand. But as quick as you talk like that, you need to drop your way of thinking and say, Lord, I don't understand, but I submit myself.
Amen.
See, how do you know? You got to submit yourself to God before you can submit yourself to the boss.
That's right.
You got to submit yourself to God before you can submit yourself to the spouse.
Amen.
You got to submit yourself to God before you can submit yourself to any type of leader. You got to submit yourself. Submit your ideas and your ways.
Right.
And the way you see it. You got to submit. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. How many know all these other things is falling underneath this? God is saying, in other words, I'm the blessings. How many know when God speaks to you, tell you to do one thing? He was not fulfilled, amen, the promise until you do the first thing what he say.
Amen.
He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may, in other words, raise you up in due time. Exalt means to raise you up. You know, we don't raise ourselves up, but God raises us up. Promotion don't come from the east, from the west, but it comes from the Lord. Amen. God, I'd rather for God to raise me up, because I know I will really be raised. But if I raise myself up, I know I'm falling down. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory. God said, glory to God, you humble yourself. In other words, hallelujah, you say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He said, then I'm going to lift you up. In other words, I'm going to lift you up. You might be feeling like my face is scraping the floor, so to speak. I feel this low in my spirit, Lord. I feel that God said, if you just talk to me and humble yourself and talk to me right where you at, I'm going to lift you up out of that position. Somebody give God the praise. In other words, I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to raise you up. When God raised you up, can't nobody put you down. But if you raise yourself up, you will come tumbling down. Somebody give God the praise. You know, so sometimes we got things in our life, we feel like I've been going through this too long, and I'm going to take myself out of it. Anybody been there? I know I ain't the only one felt like that. You be on these jobs sometimes. Shoot, I ain't got to take that. I ain't got to be here. I'm up out of here. Before you out of here, your man, I'm up out of here. When you have an attitude like that, you know what God does? He don't let you go nowhere. You're going to stay right there, because it's an important lesson that he's trying to teach you. And if you don't get this lesson, you would not be able to go over to Jordan. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
It said casting all. He said, in other words, let me go back. He said, humble yourself. Submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. I had somebody tell me yesterday, I was talking to somebody yesterday. And we was talking before we ended the conversation. They were saying somebody said, it was a family member, said, you have the utmost respect for your sister. She's a lady pastor. You have respect. Somebody was telling me, I didn't think you have respect for some women. They say, you have utmost respect for her. He said, I know God is in her life. I ain't gonna fight against God.
Amen.
People see God in your life, they're not gonna fight against you unless they're crazy.
Because
they know that God gonna handle the business. You don't fight against somebody that you know that's praying before the Lord and everything. You don't put your mouth on, you don't fight against them. Because God will take care of the situation. Amen?
Amen.
So God will let you, if you do what God say, he got your back. He gonna watch over you, around you, and everything. You ain't got to worry about the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
If people don't understand nothing else about you, they ought to understand that you're a child of God. And they ought to understand it to the point like touch my anointing, do my prophet no harm. You ought to walk to the point where people will fear to come against you.
Amen. Amen.
Not fear you, but fear the God in you.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
I was living out there the little short time I've been out there to where I'm at, the little part-time job, and you know, and the Lord has spoke to me about one lady when I first came in there. He let me know that, because they do all kind of underhand things, and the Lord's let me know she knows something about the Lord. I didn't even know her that well, and it proved out probably about a week or so ago. Yeah, a couple of weeks, she told me she was going to be leaving there, but she said, I need you to pray for my sister. The Lord's telling me, he said, I told you she knew something about me. Yeah, some people act like they don't know nothing. They don't know the Lord, but God lets you know. Yes, they do, and they respect. They might do dog this one, dog that one, but amen, they know to back up.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
Sister Teresa, I remember something you were saying, and you said, "Well, I think I'll talk to you about something." I said, "I'm just there for a little while. I don't know if that's where I want to be or nothing. I'm just doing something because the door opportunity came up when I walked in it." I said, "I don't even know how if I'm gonna be doing that." And Sister Teresa told me, she said, oh, you'll be running the place. Yeah, she said, you'll be running. She said, it's like, that's going to be your place. Like this. I said, no, I'm not looking for no position or nothing like that. I ain't looking for no manager position like that. I don't want that. And so I said, no, I'm not. Yeah, but Sister Teresa, I'm not going to be no manager. I'm there more than anybody else. And I know how to do this over here and over there. But you know, God will make you fit right where you at. He'll make you productive right where you at. Amen. They may just run, almost running over you. Everybody won't do this over you. Just stand back and see the power of God, and you'll be there to come ask you some questions. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, didn't he do Joseph that way? Amen. Made him a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. You might have to go through some stuff before you come great. See, people want to jump up and be great. You can't be great overnight. You got to go through some stuff. Somebody give God the praise. I mean, you might be going through years of being made by God, and you may feel like I'm ready, set, go. But usually when you say you're ready, you're not ready. But when God say you're ready, you say, no, I'm not ready, Lord. I've been there and done that. When Lord said, I want you to go forth and pass, I'm like, no, Lord, don't want to be over people. Don't mind being evangelist, but don't want to be over people. And the Lord let me know I was training you all them years for such a time like this. Somebody give God a praise. You go through a process. You got to sit back and learn. You go up on a new job, you got to see what's going on that new job. You can't jump out there and do anything. You got to see the way they do it. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said casting all of your care upon him. Because he cared for you. Protocol. Number one, the first paragraph. That's the first thing you do. That's number one. You can't cast your care till you do the first one. I might be doing a little teaching and preaching. Got to humble yourself. When God tells you to humble yourself, he don't tell you, you don't have to just get down on your knees. That's all. You know, you can, but that's not what he's talking about. He's saying, I want you to lose all your thought and all the way you feel like it should go. I want you to let that go.
Amen.
I want you to hear what I got to say.
Amen.
Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Amen.
God got a set time when he will exalt you.
That's right.
I don't care how long you've been waiting. He still got a set time.
Amen.
When he's going to exalt you.
Amen.
Due season means it's the right season. Somebody can present an idea about something over here. Won't we do this over here? Won't do that over there? That may sound good, but if it's not the right time, it will not work. God's time is not your time. Amen? Because God, most of the time, is getting you ready for the thing that he wants you to do. Somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
You want a spouse. God may be getting you, like, Lord, it's taking so long.
I second that emotion.
Lord, it's taking so long. God may want to make sure you're ready so you won't run the man away as soon as it comes.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't used to stuff. You don't know what to do.
Amen.
Somebody say, oh, yes, I'm used to stuff. I did that and did and done. I've been there and done that. Did it work for you? Oh, I got Sal in here. Did it work for you? If you was doing it, it should be still going on. If it ain't going on, it should still be going on. If it's going on then, it should still be going on now. Somebody give God the praise, including myself in there. If it was working then, it'd be still going on. I wouldn't be just dying, I'd be designing something else. Somebody give God the praise. In due time. Due time is God time. Due time is not our time, it's God time. Do you know when due time comes? No, you don't know it till God lets you know it's coming. But see, God, if it's somewhere near, God will let you know it's near. I said due time, God will let you know when due time is near. If it's near, he'll let you know it's near. And if it's not near, what he going to do? He's going to encourage you, keep you encouraged till due time comes. See, he's not going to take you for a great stretch and tell you that something's going to happen and don't never speak to you no more. Am I right? So I'm talking about what I know. I ain't talking about what I read. I'm talking about what I know. That's what God called people to preach the gospel, because they done went through some stuff. You go to a foot doctor, amen, you got foot trouble. You're not going to go to a nose doctor, you got foot trouble. There's something wrong with you. Because that nose doctor is not going to be able to do nothing for your foot. You're going to go to a foot doctor, somebody expert, to look at your foot. God makes you able. He makes you an able minister of the gospel. There may be different type of ways we bring it forward, but God uses everybody according to their several ability. God's not going to use you according to somebody else's ability. He's going to use you according to your ability.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And you'll be effective of what God. If God's speaking to you, you're going to be effective in what you're saying. Yes. Somebody give God the praise. Come on and give him the praise. I'm just going through here a little teaching and preaching, casting all your care upon the Lord, because he cared for you. And he said, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, God said, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to raise you up. See, while you're humble, I'm going back to this, God that's giving me these things as I'm saying, while you're humble, your spirit is lowly. You're easy to work with. You're easy for God to work with. You're easy for anybody else to work with. Because you're so humble, you ain't raring and roaring and none of that. You just humble. Your spirit's humble. So God said, while you're humble like that, I'll work on you. I can work on you. He said, humble yourself under my mighty hand. He said, and then I'm going to exalt you. And God said, when it's time to rise up higher, you ain't even got to say nothing. You're going to rise up. Amen. With healing in your wings. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. It said, casting all your care upon him because he cared for you. God said, cast all your concerns, everything. And I'm learning more and more even in my own life. I cannot afford to be worried about nothing. I'm not going to say that I don't have concerns about things. I do. But when it comes to the point where it's going to worry me, I can't handle it. Because see, when you start to learn how to cast your cares on the Lord, and you've been doing it a while, you really get comfortable with that, and you don't want nothing on you. So you get comfortable living it. And some people are not comfortable living that area. They're in frustration, anxiety, worry all the time. They live their life that way. But when you come over here and God begin to teach you how to cast everything on you, them kind of people always talking about, I'm praying to God about this, I'm praying to God about that. Somebody says something, they're going to tell you, they talk praying about everything. Them people have learned how to cast their care. They're not going to walk around with all this stuff on them. Because stress will, in other words, afflict your body and your mind. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. So it's like God saying cast. When you cast, that means you throw it off of you. Flip it off of you. Take it off of you. You drop it like that, Lord. Take it. Somebody say, well, I just can't help it. My mind just keep going over the same thing. You got to ask the Lord, take this off my mind. Take this off my mind, Lord. Because when you worry, you use up a lot of energy. You use up a lot of mental energy. It takes energy to do anything anymore. Amen? Casting all your concerns upon him. Amen? If I don't understand it, I don't agree with it, it bothers me, Lord, here I come with it. Lord, help me. Amen. Casting all your care upon him because he cared for you. Be sober. Most people today are not sober. They not walk around here drunk on alcohol, not, but they mind so intoxicated. So your mind can be so intoxicated. You don't have to be on drugs. You don't have to be on alcohol. But your mind can be so distracted with so many things that you can't think clear. Sober means clear-minded. The sober means to be clear-headed. It means to be alert. When you're clear-minded, you can handle your business a little better. You have more alertness there. But when you got a lot of suppression in your mind, you can't think straight. Amen. You can't make sound decisions. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Vigilant is the same thing as, about almost same as sober. Being watchful. How many of you know the Bible said, watch and as well as pray? Amen. You can't do all the praying to the Lord and turn around and don't watch. Amen. You got to be aware of your surroundings in the spirit, as well as your surroundings in the natural. You got to be alert. Amen. Because most of the time when you are praying, amen, the devil don't like it and he be waiting on you for when you get out of prayer. So you got to be watchful. Amen. And somebody say, well, have you ever been there? It's like, I don't know how I could just get out of prayer. In other words, they almost tell somebody off the next minute. Because you didn't watch. Amen. I didn't watch. How could I get out of prayer and when a bill collector, somebody harassed me on the phone call, I'm in a different spirit that quick. You didn't watch. Amen. Watch as well as pray. When you're sober-minded, amen, you're thinking clear-minded, so you're thinking way ahead. That's why these people out here running into people, doing all kind of stuff, because they on their phone texting, they frustrated. You know, I seen somebody one time, I tell you, he opened his mouth, looked like it was big, like from like Jaws, from the wells of hell. Glory to God. Yes, he did. He called me, probably, I didn't hear the names he called me, he cussed me up one side and one side down. I bet. He said, I just don't think I can do it, see his mouth. I said, Lord, I pray for him, Lord. He know now what he do. He don't even know who he talking to. And I said, because he want me to hurry up and get out in front of that traffic. And I'm somebody going to rush him because a demon of hell was on him riding his horse, riding him to run out there. I wasn't going to jump out there. Amen. He said, I see his mouth with big jaws. It was. I said, woo! I said, I know I was cussed up one side down the other, but thank God I had to hear it. I said, Lord, forgive him for he know not what he do. Because see, a lot of times people like that, you might run right there into the river. Yeah. Or anything. You messing with God's people, you don't know who you messing with. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Yeah. Never like to be vigilant. Be sober. It said, because it said your devil. Ain't not my devil, that's your devil. It's your devil. It said your devil is a roaring lion. And we just got to talk. I gave you a instruction. That man was cussing me out. His mouth was real big, like a roaring lion or jaws. Amen. Like a roaring lion, ready to devour you, ready to eat you up, destroy you. It didn't say the devil was a roaring lion, but he letting you know, giving you a symbolic picture of what a lion. You seen a lion, how they say, roar? Yeah. That devil's like a bone yo here, roar, ready to devour you. Amen? Amen? Like a roaring lion, seeking, not God, he's seeking whom he may devour. So what is that devil doing? He's going every day, seeing who can get into, seeing how he can make your life and my life a living hell, seeing how I can torment you day and night, seeking while you sleep, seeking whom he may destroy or devour. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, verse 9, it said, whom resists steadfast in the faith? Who is the Lord saying resist? The devil. God said, whom resist? Amen? Can I get an amen? He said, whom resists steadfast in the faith? Knowing that the same afflictions are encompassing your brother that are in the world. God is saying, resist the devil. Amen? In other words, and he will flee. As another scripture said, if you resist the devil, he will flee. And if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen? God is saying, in other words, when the devil want to act up, he want to give you a hard time, God said, do the opposite thing. Yeah. Devil fighting your body like this morning, kind of fighting me. I was feeling all apart and everything. I'm saying, I'm going anyway. I put on Mississippi Mass Choir. I put on anything to get me moving today. I'm almost to say, you know, I'm gonna call and say somebody else is preaching. I ain't dead. I can move. I can do something. Amen. 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 You got to resist the devil. And then you got to resist the devil. You can't resist the devil if you're going to start acting like, you got to stop acting like the devil too.
Amen.
You can't resist him and act like him at the same time.
Amen.
He wants you to do bad things. He wants you to act ugly. And you do what he said, you will not be able to resist him at the same time. You got to do opposite to be able to resist the devil. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Whom says steadfast. God said, whom resists steadfast in the faith. Accomplish that the same, it's in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. God said, resist him in the faith. God said, you don't have to fear no evil because God is with you. And then it says, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle you. God will let you go through some things for a while. Come on, somebody give God the praise. And we don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about it. Well, none of us want to hear about it. God will let you go through some stuff. He's not the one to bring bad things, but sometimes he'll let that stay there for a while. Why? Because he's working in you. Somebody point to yourself and say, God's working in me. He's working in you. What he's doing, when someone says, well, how is he working? He's working out what he don't want in you. So he can put in what he wants to put in you. So he knows that's the only way you're going to get that work. So he'll let that thing stay right there for just a little while. He'll watch over you that you won't be consumed. Amen. But you're going to get a workout for a little bit. Amen. And when you pass that test, you can trust me. God's going to move in that behalf. He's going to move that out the way. But you're always going to go through something else. But that won't be a problem no more. So he said, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect. God perfects you through suffering. Anybody see that?
Amen.
We're perfected through our suffering, what we go through. Because with some things we have to learn. We got to learn, don't say that no more. We got to learn, don't act like that no more. We got to learn, don't do that no more. God's not pleased that way. God's not pleased with what you say. God's not pleased with your attitude or none of that. We got to learn whatever God's, he's working on us. Amen. And sometimes we feel like we're about ready to be consumed. We feel like I can't take another minute of this. When God gets through perfecting whatever he's trying to perfect in you, amen, that will too pass.
Amen.
That'll pass, but you'll go to somebody, but it won't be that.
Amen.
Amen. How many know you'd rather just have something? You don't want to go through anything, but you don't want to just go through the same thing till you leave out of here.
Amen.
Amen. That means you're developing and growing and maturing. You're not going through the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. Then you can be used to help somebody else.
Yeah.
You got bad attitude, bad disposition, bad behavior. You cannot help nobody else. You got to stay in the school and be helped yourself till you get that out of you. You get that out of you, then God going to put you on the road. You can help somebody else.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you,
Jesus. Teaching and preaching a little bit this morning seem like I am. Amen. It's all right. However God wants to get it across to us. It says, be careful for nothing in Philippians. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Careful. Amen. Careful means to be cautious. We're not cautious about what we say. We're not cautious about how we say. We just blurt out anything. We just say anything. We act any old kind of way. We're not cautious. God will put you in his school. Amen. Take you through the fire. You'll learn how to be cautious.
Amen.
You'll learn how to let you be slow to speak and slow to anger and slow to wrath. You'll learn all of that.
Amen.
Because he'll put somebody in your way to help work that out of you. Somebody give God the praise. God's not going to have people getting up saying, you've been called by the name of the Lord and I'm mouthpiece of the Lord. And you got all kind of stuff up in you that needs to come out of you. You got to be developed. And God takes many years sometimes developing you. Most times we jump off the potter's wheel. And amen, we start doing our own thing. You can't do your thing. It's not your, you can't do your thing. It's not, you can't do what you want to do with yourself. You can't do that.
Right.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything. Can somebody say everything?
Everything.
Can somebody say everything?
Everything.
In everything. By prayer. And supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. God said, in everything, bring it to me in prayer. And supplication means request. earnest requests. Submitting humbly, I'm humbly before you, God, requesting. We don't go and talk to God like he's, you know, like he's somebody on the street like that. You humble yourself when you come before the Lord. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just love you. You don't come to God. Lord, I tell you, I need you to do this. I need you. You don't come to God that way.
Amen.
Amen. Would you give somebody something that came to you that way? You say, get out of my face. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God said, and thank me. Don't be so haughty up. Don't be begging me so much that you can't even thank me for what I've already done.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. So be thankful, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God said, let me know what you stand in need of. Don't hesitate. Because see, it's really good because when you got care and concern upon you, when you can throw it off on something that's bigger than you, that's your load lighter. But when you can't throw it off on something that's greater than you, you got to carry that load around. And some people, God give us a privilege to cast all our care on him, but most time we give God what we want to get, and we carry the rest. And we burden down. But you don't have to be that way.
Amen.
And it's in the peace of God. God said, after you do that, be careful for nothing. When he said be cautious, that means God said be careful for anything that would disturb you, anything that would that hinder you or distract you. Just be careful. Don't let it get your focus. Don't let anything and everything get your focus.
Amen.
Amen. Because there's a lot of distractions out there in the world. It's a lot of distractions when you're trying to serve God.
Amen.
He said, just be careful about all that. Keep alert. Because I got to take care of my household. I got to take care of this. But I'm alert over here. Devil, you a liar. You're not going to wash my spirituality out. I'm watching.
Amen.
I'm alert. I see what you're doing. I'm going to make sure I get my prayer in throughout the week. I'm going to make sure I read the word. I'm going to make sure I'm listening to something to my soul. Devil, I'm watching.
Amen.
Be cautious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplications, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And it says, after then, the peace of God. God said, after you do that, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is going to keep your heart and mind. You wonder how do I get through these things? Because God said, after you done cast all your care upon me and did what I say, he said, I let a peace come over you that you can't even comprehend. I let a peace come over you that you can't even figure out. And it's going to keep your heart and mind. Amen. Glory to God. Sister back there is a great example of that. Walking with no income. Looking for jobs and couldn't get one right away. Walking with no income. And God, she was telling me how God used one of her relatives. They sit there and paid her mortgage. Her mortgage wasn't $5. Mortgage is $500-something. So they paid it and didn't ask for and say you don't have to pay it back.
Amen.
Money coming here, money coming back. Because when she, the world's workers, a faithful tither, faithful giving to the house of God, come over here and clean the church and do all kind of stuff. Faithful, amen, do whatever I asked her to do. A great help to me.
Amen.
How do you think God's not going and consistent about it? Not sometime you get depend on, sometime you can't. Sometime you know, God is looking at all that. Some people get all above and above, all over and above.
Amen.
The same measure you measure out to will be measured back to you.
Amen.
You in and out, sometimes up, sometimes down. You know, you can pin on you sometimes. That's the way it's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
If you give the most abundantly, God going to give abundantly back to you.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. You ain't got to worry about getting stuff cut off and all that. God going to make a way out of no way. No, we ain't got to worry about that. If you're doing your part, then if you're not doing your part, it might happen because the devil, amen, will devour your substance. You got to give God something to work with. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. I believe we're about done. Amen. Talking about casting all your care upon him, upon the Lord. Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Amen. Amen. How many appreciate this message upon today?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Take it for whatever it's worth unto you. You surely gonna need it, and I'm gonna need it. Amen. God wants you. You might have some cares before you leave this place today. You got to cast them upon the Lord. You might have some cares in your mind, whatever your concerns are, cast them upon the Lord. When the devil won't tempt you to worry and be filled with anxiety, amen. Amen. We got to give that unto the Lord. Amen. Even on, you know, the situation that happened with the family and everything. Amen. We thank